أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Baqarah, there is an ayah that we always read. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. This ayah is a very important ayah in the Quran as a whole and in our beliefs. The ayah starts by saying ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب. It means that righteousness is not by directing your faces towards the east or the west, that's during prayers. Because when the Qibla was moved from Jerusalem to Mecca, a lot of the Kafara and even some of the Muslims started to wonder what's happening there and how can you move your direction of prayer. So God is emphasizing the fact that righteousness is not about where you direct your prayer, but righteousness is in other things. Scholars have also deducted from that we need to look deeper into things. So you hear a lot of arguments and a lot of bickerings about how do you pray. When you're standing, do you put your hands this way, that way, on your side? It doesn't matter. This is what the ayah is telling us. It doesn't really matter. It's not important which way you face when you're praying. It doesn't matter very much how you stand when you're praying. But you need to look beyond the formalities. We need to look beyond the outside appearances. We must not preoccupy ourselves with minor details that are of no importance. فَلَيْسَ الْبِرَّ Righteousness is not by which direction you face. But then it goes on to identify righteousness. What is righteousness? And this ayah tackles three major things. One is in belief. Two is actions. And three is in morals. So these are the means by which you achieve righteousness. Not by argument and bickering about which way you stand or what do you wear, whether you should keep your beard that long or short or long. These bickerings are not the means for righteousness. So as I said, this ayah discusses three issues. An issue of belief, an issue of actions or deeds, and an issue of morals. So about the belief, it says, وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين. So these are the basic beliefs. We must believe in Allah, in God. يوم الآخر, the day of judgment. الملائكة, the angels. الكتاب or الكتب, the books that God sent. النبيين are the prophets that God sent. So that's the basics for any Muslim belief. Any Muslim who does not have these beliefs is not a mu'min, is not a believer. He could still be a Muslim because he performs prayers and he performs other things that Islam requires him to do. But to be a believer, you must believe in these things. Now, the belief in God is quite basic. It's quite clear why you should believe in God. But it is not a question of believing in the existence of God only, but it's how you understand God to be. So we must believe that God is the creator and the sustainer, not just the creator. Because in some other beliefs, people believe that God created the world and then left it on its own. No, this is not what we believe as Muslims. We must believe that God is the creator and the sustainer. As a matter of fact, we need to believe that God is the sole creator, Tawheed al-Iluhiyya, and the sole sustainer, Tawheed al-Rububiyya. And these are the basics of our belief in God. So we must examine these beliefs. It is not enough to say, I believe in God. I believe that God exists. You must understand what is the concept of God in Islam. You must understand what you believe in. The second thing that the ayah discusses is بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. So it brings in, immediately after belief in God, the belief in the hereafter, that there is a day of judgment. This is how important this belief is. Now, if you think about it, you will find that talking to a lot of non-believers, they will say, life has got no meaning. We are seeking pleasures in life. We are never satisfied. We are unhappy in life, because life is meaningless. Whereas if you believe that this life is only a means to an end, and there is a day where we will all be called, and we all have to stand in front of God and explain our deeds, and then there's going to be a reward, this gives a different dimension to our life, and this brings in happiness to our life. The next thing, the next item in the ayah, is belief in al-mala'ika, angels. Now, a lot of people will question, why do I need to believe in angels? We know that angels are creatures that God has created who do not have a will. They do not know how to disobey God. They can only obey God. They have been created this way. And some people will question, why is it important that we believe in the angels? Why is it important that we know that there are angels? It is important because God tells us it is important. You must believe in that. But if you want to think about it in an intellectual way, let's discuss some of the angels we know are present. We all know that each and one, every one of us has got two angels on the shoulders, one on the left and one on the right. And that these angels are continuously writing everything we do. So the angel on the left-hand side will write any sins we do. The angel on the right-hand side will write any good deeds we do. Now, if you can imagine, if you imagine that you were in a place where there was a television camera watching you, how would you behave? Your behavior would change. So if you imagine that whatever you were doing, say when you were in school, the teachers were writing everything you were doing to give you marks, to mark you about it, how would you behave? Now, along the same lines, imagine, or actually not imagine, we know that there are two angels writing, continuously writing what we are doing. We know that the angel on the left hand who writes all the sins will not write a sin if you say Astaghfirullah al-Azim, if you ask God for forgiveness. So if you remember that, and whenever you do something wrong, you ask for forgiveness because you want this angel not to write it, it will change your attitude. And if you imagine that every time you're doing a good deed, there's an angel who's writing the good deeds you're doing, you will try to do more good deeds. So if you imagine that this is one of the functions of the angels, it has a very practical application to our life. So we need to remember that there are angels who are continuously watching us, who are continuously writing what we are doing. There are other angels that we know of, that the Quran has informed us of. We know, of course, of Sayyidina Jibreel, and we know of the angel of death, and we know of many other angels. And it's important that we know about them and we believe in them, because this is part of the basic belief. The next item that we have to believe in is the book. And the book is not just the Quran. Of course, the book is the Quran. But we need to believe that God has sent us books, has sent humanity several books over the years and ages. And the Quran is the last and the final of these books that has been sent to humanity. So we need to believe that the Quran is the word of God. We must believe that the Quran has not been changed. Not one letter in the Quran has been changed. The Quran is actually the word of God as He meant it to be. Then we need to believe in Al-Anbiya. We need to believe that prophets have been sent by God to give us the word of God. And we need to believe in all the prophets. We know that there are many, many prophets, some of which are mentioned in the Quran, some are not mentioned in the Quran. But the prophets have been sent over the years for humanity. So these are the basic beliefs, the basic six items that any mu'min, any believer must believe in. And more importantly, must understand what he believes in, not just believe in it blindly. Now the second part of the ayah talks about actions. So the first thing you must do to achieve righteousness is examine your belief and ensure that your belief is correct. Once you've done that, you move on to the next stage. It's not enough to believe alone. Belief alone is not going to get you anywhere. But belief coupled with proper actions will get you everywhere. So it's important also, this concept is quite important, because a lot of us do a lot of reading or listen to lessons or to khutbahs, and we've got lots of knowledge, but we don't put this knowledge to application. And knowledge that's not applied is useless knowledge. So what are the things, what are the actions that we need to do? So this ayah talks about the first thing. وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. This means he will give money that he loves, money that he endures, money that he has worked so hard for. He will give it despite his love to money, because it's human nature to love money. He will hand it over to ذَوِ الْقُرْبَى, that is relatives in need. يَتَامَى are orphans, مَسَاكِين are poor people. وابن السبيل is somebody who's been lost in another country and doesn't have any means. والسائلين, السائلين is anybody who asks for help. وفي الرقاب, this of course doesn't apply in this day and age, although it might apply in a way, which is to try and get rid of slavery. And it's very important that how God mentions this as the first item in deeds. Because he says, وَآتَ الْمَلَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. It means he will spend, or she will spend, the money that she loves. We all love money. We all hold money close to our hearts. It is human nature. But money should not be in the heart, but should be in the hand. Money is for spending. And God is showing us how to spend the money. The interesting thing in this ayah is, it says, وَآتَ الْمَلَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ, and he describes where you spend this money. Then he describes the second action as being as-salah, prayer. And then the third action as zakah, which is giving the zakah, the obligatory charity. So at al-mal, this money that he's talking about in the ayah is not the zakah. It's not the obligatory charity. Because a lot of misconception is that we only do our zakah and that's it. If I paid my obligatory charity, my 2.5% or whatever it is, then I've done my duty. No, this is not what God talks about here. God talks about a different sort of thing. He talks about spending money that is dear to you and giving it to these categories. So this is the first category. Then he talks about as-salah. And we all know the importance of prayer. As-salah imad ad-deen. It is the basic pillar of the religion. So prayer, doing prayers, proper prayers is the most important action that a person can do. Although interestingly in this ayah, God has put forward before as-salah spending in these causes. So the second action is as-salah, prayer. Prayer has got certain qualifications. Prayer needs to be done on time. Yes, we have a rukhsa, we have permission to do it outside time if we have to. But this shouldn't be the rule. The rule should be trying to do the prayer on time. And we have to try and do it as best as we can. So we must learn how to do prayer properly. And we must try to do our prayers properly if we want to achieve al-birr. Then the ayah talks about at al-zakah. And we all know that zakah is the compulsory charity that we all must give. It's very important for each and every one of us to study the zakah, because zakah is on different things. If you have some cash money that you have aside, then your zakah is 2.5% for any amount of money that's above the nisab, above the minimum amount where a year passes by. But if you are if you're a merchant, or if you are a farmer, or whatever your business is, there are different zakahs. So it's everyone, and everyone has a duty to learn about the zakah and to learn about his own zakah and how he's to do it. And the other thing we need to remember is that this zakah money is not your money. So when you're giving it away, you're not doing anybody a favor. You're merely the agent. You are merely the agent of God in this. So these are the actions that this ayah talks about: spending, prayer, and zakah. And then it moves on to the third part of the ayah, which talks about a different thing, which is probably the most important part. And I think I'll keep this for the second part of my khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك الحق المبين وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله النعمة المهداة والرحمة المزداة والسراج المنير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So to carry on with the ayah, the third part of the ayah talks about morality and moral issues. And if we remember that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have only been sent to perfect morality. That's what religion is all about, perfection of morality. And in this particular ayah, it mentions a few points, where it says, وَالْمُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِهِمْ إِذَا عَاهَدُوا. Those who fulfill their promises if they promise. And this is quite important, because making a promise does not necessarily have to entail the word I promise to. If you tell somebody I'll meet you at 3 o'clock, it's a promise. You must meet them at 3 o'clock. If you're going to be late, you must let them know, because it's not your right to take this person's time. So this is a promise. If you promise to help somebody, if you tell somebody I'll help you, you must do it. If you say I'll do something, you must do it. This is a promise. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ. And those who are cool and they don't lose their perception whenever they go through hard times. فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. In hard times and in very hard times. And especially during when you first get news about a major disaster. Prophet Muhammad teaches us that إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. As-sabr, being sabr, being one of, being categorized as sabr, is a very high grade. But sabr is when you first get the first shock of the bad news. It's no good if you get any bad news that you panic and you scream and you cry and you shout, and then after that you say, okay, I'll be sabr. You're not sabr anymore. That's, you haven't. What you need to remember is whatever happens to you is from God. Any good that befalls you is from God. Any bad that befalls you is from God. And what might appear as being bad might not really be bad. It might be actually good. But you don't understand, because you don't see the whole picture. The Prophet teaches us. He says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ شَكَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ وَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ شَرٌ صَبَرْ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. وليس هذا لغير المؤمن. The Prophet teaches us that the believer, the true believer, is always in peace, is always in a state of calmness and happiness, because he knows that if any good befalls him, it is from God. So he thanks God. And if you thank God, you get rewarded. If you have any bad things befalling you, it is from God. And if you do sabr, God will reward you as well. So whatever happens, you're always in a state of good. Whatever happens, whatever befalls you. So God says in the final bit of the ayah, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا. These are the truthful people. These are the people who are really truthful to God. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. And those are people who have the taqwa. If we remember that also the same, very similar meaning about taqwa is in the first ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, where God talks about certain categories and then describes these as being al-muttaqoon. So anyway, I thought that these were interesting thoughts about this ayah, because we read it quite a lot, but as we see, there's so many meanings in it. And if we really think about it, there are many more meanings about that. I just touched on some headlines. But it would be nice if you have the time. It is in Surah Al-Baqarah. When you go home, go and read this ayah and try to think more deeply about the meanings. لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ قِبَلَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ وَلَكِنَّ الْبِرَّ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْكِتَابِ وَالنَّبِيِّينَ وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. Very simple, straightforward recipe to achieve taqwa. Very simple, straightforward recipe to elevate yourself. As a matter of fact, if you manage to apply what is in this ayah, you will elevate yourself to a much higher stage, the stage of ihsan. Because in the hadith of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Jibreel asked him to teach the Muslims, he said, talk to us about iman, and Prophet Muhammad explained to us the six items of iman that I discussed with you that you need to have about iman. And then he said, talk to us about Islam, and Prophet Muhammad says the five pillars of Islam that we all know about, which is shahada, prayer, siyam, zakah, and pilgrimage. So this is iman, this is Islam. These are the basics that we all have to have. But there's a stage that's a bit higher than that, which we can achieve if we look at this ayah and apply it. And this is the stage of ihsan. And Prophet Muhammad teaches us, ihsan is أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. This means that you worship God, and the word worship here does not mean only prayer. It means everything in your life, everyday activity. You worship God as if you see Him. But you remember that even although you might not physically see Him, He actually sees you. So if you remember in every action you do in your life every day that God is watching you, and that there are two angels who are writing all your deeds, this will automatically elevate you to the much higher stage of ihsan. اللهم اجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون احسنه اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الاسلام والمسلمين ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واستغفروه يغفر لكم وأقم الصلاة يرحمك الله.